The American Broadcasting Company presents, transcribed, Mark Bell! Hassling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Bell!
It is late evening, and in the darkness that shrouds the state highway leading from the town of Clarksville, a shadowy figure strides along the side of the roadside to where the buildings are few and far between. It pauses momentarily, glances cautiously around, and then goes up to the door of a large and rambling frame house. A light from the nearby window reveals the shadow to be a big, heavy-framed man who raises his fist and pounds upon the door. His heavy knocking is answered immediately.
One moment, Mr. Brandon. One small moment, and I'll be back.
Well, bless me britches, if it ain't the sheriff himself.
Yeah, it's me. How about asking me inside, Shane?
Well, now, Sheriff Rankin, that would be hospitable, wouldn't it? And dispensing hospitality is me business, after all. But in your case, the answer is no.
Listen, Shane, I want to talk to you. In private.
I don't see a thing to stop you from doing that, Sheriff. Talk ahead. From the outside.
Okay. Then here it is, straight. I want you to drop out of the election.
Drop out?
You heard me.
Well, it grieves me to hear you say that, Sheriff. It does indeed. Considering how I was looking forward to taking your job.
Pull out of the election, Shane, or you'll get hurt.
Hurt, is it? Well, now, Sheriff, let me tell you something. I worked 20 years in the circus as an animal trainer.
Yeah, I know all about that.
I trained the big ones, Sheriff. I learned how to take care of myself with lions, tigers, black panthers. So now, why should I be afraid of a weasel?
A weasel? Why?
20 years. 20 years I spent with a big top, Sheriff Rankin. That's where I learned to love animals. And that's why I'm running against you in this election. I don't need the job. Me hotel here gives me a decent living.
Then why?
Because I know all about your dirty business deals with the gang who are trapping animals out of season. I know how you look the other way while they break the law and then take a cut out of their illegal profit.
You can't prove any of that, not a thing.
You're so right. I can't. More's the pity. And that, Rankin, is why I have a burning desire to take over your job. To collect the evidence and put you behind bars where you belong.
Then you won't withdraw.
There's nothing wrong with your hearing, is there, no? Or would you like it in writing?
All right. But remember this, Shane. You called me a weasel. And if you know as much about animals as you claim to, you should know what happens when you push a weasel into a corner. He's dangerous. He fights to the death.
Mark, how far have we driven today, anyway?
Oh, about 250 miles, I guess. Getting tired, Scotty?
Oh, I'd certainly appreciate a chance to stretch my legs. You don't expect to drive all the way to camp tonight, do you?
Oh, no. We'll knock off pretty soon now.
When are we due at the camp, anyway?
I wired Cherry we'd arrive sometime tomorrow. Uh-huh. But there's no rush. Boys and girls won't be arriving before July 1st.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this, Mark. Being a counselor in a camp run by you and Cherry. We just passed a road sign, Mark. Welcome to Clarksville. Why don't we stop there?
Clarksville? Clarksville,
Well, what's the matter?
Just trying to remember. It seems to me I know somebody who lives here. I'm sure I've addressed letters to Clarksville.
Maybe it's...
Oh, of course. I know now. Jeremiah Shane. Scotty, we're really in luck.
Oh?
Couldn't be better. Jeremiah runs a hotel here, and he's one of the most remarkable characters I've ever met, too.
Well, what's so remarkable about it?
Well, he's an old circus man. He used to be about the best animal trainer in the business before he retired. We're coming into town right now. Keep your eyes peeled for the hotel.
Right. Say, there's a couple of men there outside the sheriff's office. Maybe they can guide us to it.
Good idea. I'll pull over and ask. Say, pardon me. Can you direct me to Shane's Hotel?
You say Shane?
That's right.
Well, now, if you really want a good hotel, you ought to go to the Elliott House. Quarter mile straight down the road.
Yeah, thanks, but I want the Shane place.
Ah, food's bad, mister. Very bad. Very uncomfortable bed, too. Eh, you wouldn't like it.
I wouldn't, huh? Well, Jeremiah Shane happens to be an old friend of mine.
Oh, yeah? Well, mister, let me tell you something. Friend or no friend, get wise. Some places are just naturally unhealthy. And you'd have to travel quite a ways to find a place that's any more unhealthy than that broken down joint of Jeremiah Shane.
Well, now, if the leprechaun himself didn't answer me prayers. Mark, it's good to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you, Jeremiah. This is my young friend, Scotty.
Oh, sure. Mark's written about you in his letter, son. Glad to meet you.
Same here, sir.
Well, now you're here, Mark. You're going to stay a while, of course.
Well, sorry. Can't do it this trip, Jeremiah. Scotty and I have to start off again early tomorrow morning, right after breakfast.
You know, I was sort of hoping... Well, never mind. Well, but then you've got to take a look around me property right now. While there's still a little light, eh? Hey, you're not too tired.
No, not a bit, Jeremiah. How about you, Scotty?
Golly, no.
You know, I put a lot of work on the place, and I'm real proud of it. Yeah, now, just follow me now.
Mark, are you going to ask him about those men at the sheriff's office?
No. I'll talk to him later. He looks like there's something on his mind anyway.
Scotty, being a friend of Mark, I imagine you're fond of animals, too.
I sure am.
Well, let's start with me own little zoo.
Zoo? Here?
That's right. It's not big, of course, but I enjoy having the animals around, and me customers get a thrill out of it. Around this way now.
Jumping catfish, Mark.
Hmm? What's the matter?
What a professional layout. Cages, dens.
Take note of me small animal hospital there.
Yeah, everything's certainly well organized, Jeremiah.
The animals themselves. Look, Mark, our leopard, those deer, and is that monkey a baboon?
Aye, that it is. You've taught the boy well, Mark.
Over there in that end cage, I can't quite make out. My gosh, Mark, look.
What?
Sure, in the cage with a wolf.
Oh, that's only me daughter, Patty.
But she...
Don't worry now, son. She and Lobo have been friends for years.
Oh, yes, I remember now. You wrote me that you were teaching Patty the tricks of animal training.
That I have.
And pretty good she is, too. If I do say so myself, I shouldn't. Hey, Patty! Patty, me darling!
Oh, hello, Dad. Visitors?
Sure, and very special visitors, Patty.
I'm just cleaning Lobo's cage, Dad. I'll be right out.
It's a regular timber wolf.
Yes, it is. That's a magnificent animal, Jeremiah. One of the finest I've ever seen.
Lobo's one of me real old friends, Mark. I trained him, showed him for years, and when I left the circus, I thought he deserved a rest, too. So they sold him to me, and here he is now. Pride of the Shane establishment. Come on up to the cage. Look him over. All through, Patty?
Coming right out, Dad.
Here we are now. Mark Trail and Scotty. Me daughter, Patricia.
How do you do?
Don't forget to snap the lock, Patty.
No, I won't, Dad. Good night, Lobo. Oh, come on now. Say good night nicely. Don't just whine.
Strange.
What do you mean, Mark?
Something seems to be bothering that wolf. Look at the way he's sniffing the air.
I do believe you're right, Mark.
Hey, something's burning.
Yes, I smell it, too.
Maybe somebody's burning dead leaves.
No, that's an oily smell. Come on, around the other side of the house.
Now, what do you suppose is wrong?
Look, under the side porch.
By all the saints.
Dad, how could a fire start under there?
It didn't start by itself, that I know.
Mark, what could be making such thick black smoke?
Must be rags soaked in chemicals. Something oily. Set a fire and push way under the porch. I have to get at it somehow.
I can do it. I'll crawl into this hole.
No, wait, Scotty, wait.
I can get to it this way.
Now, come back, Scotty.
I'm all right. I'll just... crawling and smothering.
Scotty, come out. It's too thick to breathe in there.
That's what I was afraid of.
I can't move. I can't move anywhere at all.
Mark, we've got to get him out. He's choking to death.
I'll get him.
Patty! Patty, come back!
I can reach his leg. Now if I could...
Quick, Jeremiah, help me. Grab Patty by the ankles and pull her out.
Right, sir.
Hang on to him, Patty. We'll pull you both out.
All right, go ahead. I'm ready.
Pull, Jeremiah. Pull hard.
I am.
Okay, far enough I can reach Scotty myself now.
Nice work, Patty, me darling. You're a true daughter of the Shanes.
Okay. Okay, Scotty, you're clear.
Phew. Sure was thick in there. Thanks a million, Patty.
Oh, forget it. I just didn't want to see your freckles burn.
Hey, what are we standing here blabbering for? The fire is still burning.
No, not anymore, Mr. Shane. I pulled dirt over it. It wasn't a big one anyhow. But you were right, Mark. There were a lot of oil-soaked rags in there.
Rags, was it?
But we never left any rags under that fork.
Mark, what was it that fellow at the sheriff's office said?
Just what I was thinking of, Scotty, and he's right. Some places are just naturally unhealthy, especially with a little outside help.
Yeah?
Hello, Marty. This is Rankin.
Why, hello, Sheriff. Seen any good lawbreakers lately?
Got that. We got another job to do.
You mean with Nature Boy up on a hill?
That's right. And I've been thinking...
Oh, Sheriff, stop bragging.
Cut the kidding. This is serious. There'll be no more trapping on a season if he wins the election. No money in your pockets, even.
How do you mean, Sheriff?
They don't have pockets in jail.
Yeah, you got something there. So?
So we've got a lot of work to do tonight.
The usual place?
Yeah, 9 o'clock. And be ready to stay out a while.
Right. Should I bring anything outside of my own sweet self?
Not a thing. Everything's ready. You know, Marty?
What?
I'm really looking forward to this. Shane poked his meddlesome nose into our business because he didn't like animals trapped on a season. I wonder how he's going to like the trap we set tonight. For him.
As Sheriff Rankin hangs up the phone, a cruel, confident smile wreathes his heavy features. What is his plan? We'll find out tomorrow in the second installment of The Wolf Trap. Tune in, same time, same station on Tuesday, and find out what happens to
Mark Bell! Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark!